I'm a trader in Gatesville for the past 38 years. I'm very aware of the council's plans. Their plans has never been to our benefit. And yes, they've tried us in the parking lot and it has failed dismally. So inshallah, I hope that they are not trying that again.
Disgruntled Gatesville traders have voiced their grievances at the City of Cape Town's plans to implement structural changes that accommodate COVID-19 safety regulations in the bustling Gatesville trading hub. It comes after the City of Cape Town officials joined the area's ward councillor, Aslam Kasim, on an in-loco inspection and apparently found numerous violations last week. Informal trader Shahida Isaac says all the city offers traders is hard luck.
Why now? All the time while we were sitting with council to upgrade facilities here for us, like the people that work with the food, to give them water and all of that, we're paying like for 20, say I'm here 18 years, we're paying them for that amount of years, but they have done nothing. Nothing did council ever do for us, right? I'm a widow and I need to work, and we didn't just come work. We have COVID-19 permits. We especially went out because we're careful, we're cautious. We have our masks, we have our sanitizers. So I don't know what is council's problem.
60-year-old Nabuya Hartley says she's not moving come high or high waters.
I've raised my children in that way over there. And my eldest son is a doctor and educate them from that money. And I don't think it's fair to come and disrupt this Gatesville now after so many years. We work and build our clientele up where we were. There's such a lot of things here that is unfair. The law enforcement, they ill-treat the legal traders, but the people that don't belong here, they're getting away with everything. They walk past these people, but they come to the people in the base that we paid for every month. Then they come, check our permits and everything. I think this is very fair, to go and move us into a place that we don't want to be. And then when we're there, they can't do nothing now about the illegal traders. Now you telling me, if we are going to move here, then other people is going to come and stand in our places. They couldn't even get these people away. How are they going to even manage to do that when that time comes? We are not moving here. We are going to stand together as Muslims and traders and brothers and sisters. And we're going to help ourselves because this is our livelihood. We cannot just do as they please all the time. They're of no benefit for us.
Secretary of the Gatesville Informal Traders Association, Sharifa Kluti, asks where is the funds that they have been paying to the city for decades?
Due to all these things, it seems like we that is the committee. I don't know if we are recognized by council or not, because every time they just implementing stuff and then they just say when they call us for a meeting, just said, right, this is going to happen and that. And I think it's by time for all those years that they must look into our interests also. It's not only about them, it's about us. And yes, yes, there's a lot of illegal traders. As I said, Allah's putting rising out, Allah, they just put Allah in front. But on the end of the day, we are the traders that is paying for our base. There's only one toilet at the back. The people from Elite side, we that's sitting at Elite side, we must come from that side to use that toilet. And I don't think that is fair. There is no water facilities, no safety. What is happening with the money we paid? We pay almost 200 rand per person per pay a month. Now what is happening with almost 200 traders' money?
Rafik, who has been trading in Gatesville for over a decade, says shop owners and traders have to work together in order to achieve the ideal trading situation.
I've been a trader here for the last, I would say, 11 years. I think the biggest problem that we find ourselves with here in Gatesville is obviously the illegal traders that are trading illegal and cost. Obviously, the place to be full and overcrowded. That's it, basically. I mean, rules are rules. We're here to obey rules, and this is the reason why we all sit with permits, is to stick to rules and agree to rules. We want the rules. We want order here. We're not against any rules. But I think it would do a great injustice to the shop owners, to the whole area here, because if we're not here, there's no business. Trade is not here, there's no business. So these shop owners can put in their grievances, whatever they want to. You know, if they're moving us, it's going to be a graveyard here. So people need to be careful. Either we work together, sit together, we as shop owners, and we come up with one idea. We should be on the same platform or level. We discuss and we try and make it work, but shop owners should not be working against us.
Trader Aziz Dawood says parking is the biggest concern.
If you count the shops alone, they take up the parking area here. Where must the customers park? 70-odd shops is here with stalls. Parking is full already. Now they want to move us in the parking. Where are the shopkeepers in the park? Where are the stall holders going to park? And where's the parking for the customer? ShopRite's parking was taken up by a flat, a block of flats was built there. So absolutely there's no parking for customers. That is the biggest problem here. If they're going to move us in the parking area, where is the customers going to park? Where are we going to park? They want us to park right down there, you know, breaking our vehicles, and our stocks will be stolen. They know. We've spoken to them. They don't listen to us. Look at this drains here. For 15 years, there's no drain covers here. I've spoken to the DA councillors. Every 5 years, they come campaign for votes. Then I show them. They took photos and everything. They said they can repair it. Nothing has been done.
Committee member of the Gatesville Informal Traders Association, Zaida Furfure, says her pleas for the city to allow the traders to continue as they are.
We try and social distance on our part. The customers that come, unfortunately, we cannot speak for the customers. We would like to stay the way we are. We are in our ways. We would like to trade that way. If we are going to be sent into the parking lot, there will be absolutely no social distancing because we will be right against each other. We are allocated 1.5 by 1.5 meter blocks. We have a tree in between our stalls. So if we're going to go in the parking, there's no trees. The blinds are right next to each other. We're going to be completely next to each other. So there's absolutely no way of social distancing there. In the first place, it was not for the COVID. It was not for the pandemic. It was they were looking at reallocating because shop owners are also complaining that we are right in front of these shops. But if you turn around, they're packing the things outside as well, which is obviously not fair. They think they are formal traders. They should trade inside the shops. They are not. They are bringing the things outside. It's unfortunate. We have to be the brand right now. So therefore, they want to put us in the parking. And I'm not sure if you've been here when it comes to Eid shopping, besides the pandemic. This place is extremely full. You know, Eid shopping here. There is not a parking. And we spoke to Sita and we said, have you been here when it comes to Eid or Christmas shopping? You won't find parking here. I was told that the people have to go and look at other place to park. Now, the College Road, it's a lot of residents living there. They're not going to be happy with the cars parking in front of their houses to come and do the shopping in Gateshall. So on my side and on my plea, I would like to stay where we are. We would like to stay where we are. Most shop owners are happy with where we are trading in front of them. They have no problem. There's one or two that still has issues. But on my side, I'm pleading to the city to keep us where we are.
For VOC News, I'm Anika Du Plessis.